The introit for today's Mass speaks about in the midst of the church, he has spoken. And he is very appropriate for today's saint. Today we celebrate the feast of the great Franciscan, theologian and doctor of the church, and friend of St. Thomas Aquinas, St. Bonaventure. St. Bonaventure, as a young man, became a Franciscan. He was so intelligent, and he had so many gifts, that St. Francis and the other superiors decided that he should study more. And so he did, especially at the University of Padua. And then, of course, eventually he became general of the Franciscan order and was able to bring about reforms to that order because, as usual, people who are fanatical go to the extremes. And so the Franciscans went to the extremes of not wanting to own anything or eat anything or whatever. St. Bonaventure said, no, this is not what our Lord wants or Our Lady. Now, St. Francis did some penances that were for him alone, not for you. So he regularized the order, and then also in this stead, the Franciscans were able to own their own monasteries. Before that, they owned nothing. And that is not the way to survive in the real world. And St. Bonaventure, being so intelligent, so wise, realized this could not work. People would take advantage of this. And then, of course, he went into all the wonderful parts of theology for which he's well known. And he's particularly well known for his Christology, in which he concentrated in a good and healthy way on the humanity, the divine humanity of Christ. In the meantime, of course, he and St. Thomas became good friends, and then heresies began to spring forth, especially Manichaeism, under the title of Albigensians, because, you know, the same heresies crop up again. Later on, they would come under Calvinism and so forth, which is still alive and kicking. It's not dead. The church is still fighting this, even though some in the church are trying to pretend to put on a sweet and happy ecumenical face to it. No, heresy is heresy. It must be destroyed. So the Holy Father called forth the Council of Lyon. And among other things, the Council of Lyon achieved the reunification of the churches of the East, what we call the Orthodox churches. They all agreed, but the kings, who had too much power over the church, especially in the East, and that has always been a temptation for Eastern Catholics to give too much power to their earthly rulers. The earthly rulers should rule over the earth, not over the church. And so the earthly rulers said no, principally because of money, because up to this point they were getting the tithe. The tithe was supposed to go to the Pope. And so if they reunited with the Pope, guess to whom the tithe would go. That did not suit them. The desire of money is a root of all evil. So the Council of Lyon was able to reunify the church, but the rulers did not agree to it. In the meantime, dear St. Thomas Aquinas died. He was very young, in his early 40s. St. Bonaventure was also very young. And then he became the one to lead the council. And so the introit of today's Mass, in medio ecclesiae, in the midst of the church, he spoke. But guess what? You know, the devil is not all potent, but he is very powerful. And guess who else died? St. Bonaventure. And one of the most beautiful paintings was the funeral of St. Bonaventure, at which many cardinals and bishops, they were there for an ecumenical council, participated. And so the rest is history. Eventually, St. Bonaventure was to be declared a saint and a doctor of the church. And so he and his friend, St. Thomas Aquinas, share seats in heaven close to each other. I will bless you after Mass with the first class of St. Bonaventure, which is on the altar today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.